Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 17.
Sergeant Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Adcock. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads and thank you for your love. Accept our thanks for the peace that yields this day and the shared faith that makes its continuance likely. Make us strong to do your work, willing to heed and hear your will, and write on our hearts these words, use power to help people. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for February 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representative Hurley and Sauls, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Hurley and Sauls, Education Community College Committee Report, Senate Bill 6, Dare County Community College Construction Funds, favorable and referred to Appropriations Capital.
Those referred to Committee on Appropriations Capital. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, House Bill 30. Official state frozen treat, favorable, and referred to rules calendar operations of the House.
We'll pass that one over temporarily. The clerk will continue.
House Bill 50, allow hyperbaric oxygen therapy for TBI PTSD, favorable, and referred to Home Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs.
Bills referred to Committee on Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs. House Bill 30, Mr. Clerk, is going to be referred to Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House. Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard, Transportation Committee report. House Bill 67, Board Barrier Prohibition, favorable, committee substitute, unfavorable, original bill, and referred to Rules Calendar Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable counter. As the committee sub, it's referred to the Committee on Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
House Bill 77, electric stand-up scooter, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to regulatory reform.
House Bill 77 is referred to the Committee on Regulatory Reform.
House Bill 82, Railroad Crossings on Track Equipment, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and we refer it to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills refer to the committee, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Hurley and Sauls, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Hurley and Sauls, Education Community College Committee Report. House Bill 8, Tri-County Community College Neighbor In-State Tuition, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and we refer it to state and local government.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitutes re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee report. House Bill 75, School Mental Health Screening Study, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report. House Bill 31, allow Durham Public Schools housing, favorable and referred to state and local government.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government.
House Bill 57, create term for public schools, codify NCVPS, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Message from the Senate, the clerk will read. Actually, before we do that, one more committee report. Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson recognize and send forth committee report. Libs House Bill 73. The clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education, K-12 committee report. House Bill 73, Civic Responsibility Education, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason of bill, and we refer it to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The
bill is referred to Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 29, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the penalties for violating move over law.
Bill's committee referred to the Judiciary Subcommittee on Criminal Matters, the Favorable Judiciary, the Favorable Finance, the Favorable Transportation, the Favorable Appropriations, the Favorable Rules. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representative Warren, House Bill 156, disapproves certain on-state wastewater rules.
Regulatory reform of favorable rules.
Representative Elmore, House Bill 157, DMV, registration of bicycles.
Transportation, a favorable judiciary, a favorable commerce, a favorable finance, a favorable rules.
Representative Presnell, House Bill 158, DOT reporting changes.
Transportation, a favorable rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 159, state search and rescue funding.
State and local government, a favorable appropriations, JPS, a favorable appropriations, a favorable rules.
Representatives Elmore, Kidwell, Jackson, and Speciale, House Joint Resolution 160, rescind call for constitutional convention.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Floyd, House Bill 161, Small Business Development Fund Appropriation.
Commerce, a favorable appropriations, general government, a favorable appropriations, a favorable rules.
Representatives Potts, Brody, Howard, and Clemens, House Bill 162, Continuing Education for General Contractors.
Regulatory reform, a favorable finance, a favorable rules.
Representatives Lewis, Sauls, Strickland, and Reeves, House Bill 163, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education K-12, a favorable rules.
Representative Sane, House Bill 164, 2019 Appropriations Act.
Appropriations, a favorable rules.
Representative Sane, House Bill 165, Electricians Requirement for Certain Organizations.
Regulatory reform, a favorable state and local government, a favorable rules.
Representative Rena Turner, House Bill 166, Additional Judge and Magistrate in District 22A.
Appropriations, JPS, a favorable appropriations, a favorable rules.
Representative Hawkins and Russell, House Bill 167, extend deadline, certain identification, approval, voting.
Elections and ethics laws, if favorable rules.
Representative Fraley, Corney, Lucas, and Elmore, House Bill 168, College Advising Corps Expansion Fund.
Education universities, if favorable education appropriation, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Eiler, Carson Smith, McElrath, House Bill 169, Loggerhead Turtle, State Saltwater Reptile.
State and local government, a favorable environment, a favorable rules.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 170, Asheboro Satellite Annexations.
State and local government, a favorable finance, a favorable rules.
Representatives Warren, Pittman, and Howard, House Bill 171, China Grove Satellite Annexations.
State and local government, a favorable finance, a favorable rules. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
For an announcement.
I'm sorry, for what?
An announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Just wanted to invite all of the members to a screening of the Academy Award-winning movie, The Green Room, this evening. Starting at 6 o'clock, in the Museum of Science and History. This will be sponsored by the Legislative Black Caucus.
What purpose the gentleman from Cumberland? Representative Soka rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman asks for an announcement.
Committee on Finance will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in room 544.
For what purpose, gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell rise.
Mr. Speaker, I rise for a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker and members, let me tell you a little bit about baby Clara. Isaac and Kelsey Coltrane from Washington, North Carolina, were excited late in 2017 to find out they were expecting their very first baby. At 17 weeks, an ultrasound showed a likelihood that their baby girl had Down syndrome as well as a heart defect. Several times, the doctors had discussed the possibility of abortion, which the parents rejected. So the family reached out to their friends and their church and asking for prayers. On July 23, 2018, Clara Range Coltrane was born full term. She stayed in the hospital because of low oxygen levels for the next 3 months. At home, it was difficult to gain weight due to increasing fluid around Clara's heart. It also affected her appetite. At 3 months old, Clara went into congestive heart failure. On November 12th, she was admitted to Vidant Greenville. Although doctors had hoped to hold off on the heart surgery until her heart was larger, Clara could not wait. She was transferred to Duke and had open heart surgery on December 5th. The surgeons used cow tissue to separate the four chambers of her heart. She now required an internal pacemaker. Clara had a second open heart surgery. The pacemaker was installed, but a leaking valve could not be repaired. The family was hoping she'd be able to go home in a few weeks, but the pacemaker caused a very bad staph infection. An abundance of prayers were continually offered. An emergency open heart surgery was done to remove the infected pacemaker, this being the third surgery for her on January 2nd. On January 10th, they performed a fourth open heart surgery on little Clara and placed in a new pacemaker. After a month, she was released to Duke to go home. Today, the reason I rise is the 2-week celebration of Clara coming to her home with her parents. She's growing stronger and smiling. Clara is an example of medicine and the power of prayer working in concert. Please join me in praising God for the miracle of Clara.
Further notices, announcements? Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 27th at 3 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Kidwell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 27th at 3 o'clock, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Thank you very much.